The business news of the nation, region, and the greater Des Moines Metro made possible through the support of Creamer Law Firm. Business law and estate planning, visit creamerlaw.com. And AARP of Iowa, real possibilities for our community and our citizens, no matter the age, aarp.org.
Welcome back to the Business News Hour for a Monday afternoon. With us, just by happenstance, happens to be the former executive director of the Iowa Broadcast News Association and current author of a book about floppy. Yeah, you heard that right. Jeff Stein, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back, Jeff. Nice to have you here.
Always good to be here. Those two, by the way, not connected.
Not connected at all.
The new book has nothing to do with leaving a different position that it had for two decades. But
you made an incredible run there, over 20 years as the exec of the Iowa Broadcast News Association. And in your own right, your paying gig is in Waterloo.
I am the news and program director and now program host at News Talk 1540 KXEL, which is a 50,000-watt station. And what I find in that job is that you wind up doing more and more, and they don't pay you anymore, and it's just like any radio job I've known for almost 40 years.
We would call that in the business a blowtorch, wouldn't we?
We do call that a blowtorch at times, yes.
Coverage is what for KXEL?
Virtually every county in Iowa, and then at night and early morning, it's the northern half of the country and into Canada.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing. Yeah. And you came off the morning shift, didn't you? You were doing mornings?
I was doing I was doing the morning news, and now I do segments and interviews during the morning, but then I host a program in the afternoon, which does not conflict with yours. So folks can listen to my program, have a little break, and then listen to the
Very
news
nice.
Hour.
All right. Well, let's talk about this new adventure of yours, a floppy book. Why?
Because there was great popular demand, and that sounds arrogant, but about 10 years ago, Michael, I started working with Channel 13 to preserve what little video and photographic evidence remained of the Floppy Show, Dwayne Ellen and Floppy. The program was on the air for 30 years, 1957 to 1987. Floppy just turned 60 years of age, of all things. So I started working with this material, digitizing it. That led to a film festival, which was then repeated the next year at the historical building. And a series of DVDs. Well, I had done a book for Arcadia Publishing. Now, if you've gone to a bookstore, you'll recognize these. It's the Images of America series. They are chock full of photos. They all have sort of that sepia tone brown cover. And I did a book for them on WHO radio in light of its long time in the market. And they contacted me a couple of years ago and said, explain to us what floppy is, because they're in South Carolina. They have no idea what floppy is all about.
Really?
And so,
of course not.
They would have no way of knowing, and people of a certain age today, it takes a while to explain.
Yes.
But folks of a certain age, and I'm right in that wheelhouse, we know what we're talking about. So I told them what it was about, and they said when we would go to booksellers in Iowa, and we'd ask for suggestions about titles. What books could we do that you think would be popular? They said floppy kept coming up over and over throughout central Iowa, not just in the metro. And so that led to them trying to figure out what's a floppy. And a couple of years later, now there is a book which is not coincidentally named The Floppy Show.
Of course it is. Mm-hmm. Jeff Stein, ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about his latest piece of work. It is called The Floppy Show, of course. You know, I grew up in Detroit, and in Detroit, we had soupy sales.
Sure.
And so I think in every community, you have these kids' shows that are very popular, and Floppy was surely that. I was in a lunch line just last week for the American Marketing Association of Iowa, and I happened to be on the phone with you.
Yes.
Talking about you coming here and doing this. And so I said the word floppy, and I hung up, and people around me said, "What floppy? What's floppy?" And they're going, "Well, I just talked to the author of the book. Floppy? There's a floppy book?" So, yes, there is. Yeah.
Well, and to your point about there's one in every market, the first book I did for a popular audience was called Making Waves, The People and Places of Iowa Broadcasting, and there's a full chapter about kid shows in it. And one of the things that was true until the 1980s was that every city, often multiple stations in a city, had a local kid show host in the afternoon.
Sure.
And it might have been the Canyon Kid in Sioux City or Bart's Clubhouse in Mason City or the cartoon Showboat in the Quad Cities or Dr. Max in Cedar Rapids. Multiple ones here. Bill Riley and Dolph Pulliam had shows. Betty Lou with the Magic Window on Channel 5. The reason, though, why Dwayne and Floppy winds up being unique is not only were they on for 30 years, and yes, the Magic Window was on longer, but they were on 30 years, but went town to town across the state.
Mm-hmm.
Dwayne would load Floppy up in the Floppy Mobile, a VW bus with the logo painted on the side, trade out with a local dealer.
Of course.
And would do stage shows, 100, 200 nights a year at times. And so you had the connection in your hometown, which is a whole different memory than just watching on TV or even being in the audience.
Yeah, it's an amazing piece. You are doing a book signing tonight, is it?
Yeah, I have to leave you in a moment so I can get to a book
signing. Where are
you at? Artisan Gallery 218 in West Des Moines, Valley Junction.
Okay.
We'll start at 6:30, and I'll talk a little bit about Dwayne and Floppy and the phenomenon. I will show some clips that we've put together from the program and then be happy to talk to people, sign books. We also will have the DVDs available as well. And if they can't make it tonight, they can always go to thefloppyshow.com and all their floppy needs will be addressed there.
All their floppy needs. So that's Artisan, right?
Yes.
The Artisan Gallery in the historic Valley Junction.
Yes, sir.
6:30 tonight.
I will be there.
All right. Hey, thanks for stopping by.
Thanks for giving me the time.
In other regional business news, as you know, last year, Des Moines played host to the Women's PGA event called the Solheim Cup. It was a great boost to the metro. And today we learned that the Solheim Cup just keeps on giving. The event coughed up more than four...